From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. 2 weeks away from a GOP presidential primary in his home state, former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum is suspending his campaign. He says it was a family decision.
This was a time for prayer and thought over this past weekend, and just like it was, frankly, when we decided to get into this race.
He spoke at a news conference in Gettysburg. Mitt Romney, the frontrunner, congratulated Santorum on his campaign. In southern Afghanistan, a Taliban attack has left at least 4 police officers dead, 5 more wounded in a suicide bombing. NPR's Ahmad Shafi has details.
According to a provincial spokesperson, 3 men wearing traditional clothes approached the gates of a police compound in Helmand province at noon. The police opened fire when 2 of the men set off explosive belts strapped to their bodies. A 3rd suicide bomber was killed in the subsequent firefight. The Taliban issued a statement to the media claiming responsibility for the attack. Helmand is one of the most volatile provinces in Afghanistan. It produces most of the world's opium. Officials say the Taliban has stepped up their attacks on the police to protect poppy fields. Ahmad Shafi, NPR News, Kabul.
The White House says a rocket launch planned by North Korea this week would be a clear and serious violation of UN resolutions. But as NPR's Louisa Lim reports, Pyongyang insists it's merely sending a science satellite into orbit.
Space officials told reporters in Pyongyang that the communications satellite was being mounted on the rocket today, completing preparations. One official dismissed as nonsense assertions that the launch could be a cover for developing missile technology. The rocket will be fired between April the 12th and 16th to commemorate the 100th birthday of North Korea's late founder Kim Il-sung. China's repeating calls for calm and restraint amid a diplomatic chorus of condemnation. Russia's criticizing the launch as showing disregard for UN Security Council resolutions restricting such actions. And here in Seoul, the Unification Ministry is warning the North that it will bring further isolation and sanctions upon itself. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Seoul.
The Federal Communications Commission has revealed a plan to quickly disable a cell phone after it's reported stolen. Chairman Julius Genachowski told reporters in Washington the FCC is working closely with wireless companies.
Creating a database to prevent use of stolen smartphones and tablets. This database will enable carriers to disable stolen smartphones and tablets, dramatically reducing their value on the black market.
It should take about 6 months to set up the database. On Wall Street, a losing day for the Dow, now down 199 points at 12,740, NASDAQ down 48. This is NPR News. Miami Marlins manager Ozzie Guillen says he is sad and embarrassed for remarks he made about Fidel Castro. The baseball team plays in the city's Little Havana neighborhood, and now it's suspended Guillen for 5 games without pay after he told Time magazine he loves and respects Fidel Castro. At a news conference, he commented on the suspension.
I mean, the way I feel right now, I cannot say it's unfair or unfair. I think they make that decision.
He says he just wants to apologize. Baylor acknowledging what it calls a 3-year joint investigation with NCAA enforcement staff of possible rules violations in both the men's and women's basketball programs. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
ESPN.com first reported that more than 1,200 impermissible phone calls and text messages were sent to recruits by Baylor's basketball coaches. Baylor has shown it can field quality Division I competition in football and basketball. The problem has been following the rules while doing so. In 2003, the men's basketball program erupted into scandal after one player shot and murdered his teammate. The subsequent investigation turned up recruiting violations, widespread player drug and alcohol abuse, and illicit player tuition payments made by then head coach Dave Bliss. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Off the coast of Great Britain, a medical emergency delayed the passage of a cruise ship retracing the route of the Titanic 100 years after it set sail on its ill-fated voyage, the ship carrying over 1,000 passengers. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.